The next patient is Linda Creech. The last name is C-R-E-E-C-H, Linda, L-I-N-D-A. This is, number one, this is a clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that has chronic obstructive chronic kidney disease stage number 3B with a creatinine that is 1.1, a BUN of 24, and the estimated EFR 47. In the prior determination, the EFR was around 40, period. The patient has been in fairly stable condition. She's recovering from a left hip fracture that suffered in the first part of January. Open reduction and internal fixation was necessary for this patient to recover. And she is learning to walk. Remains in a body weight of 145 pounds. The patient has been retaining fluid. Low sodium diet is recommended. A fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours, and we are going to give furosemide 20 milligrams PO 3 times a week. Following number, the patient has history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. This lady takes pantoprazole, has a cardiac arrhythmia, and has hypomagnesemia. I think that everything is related to the PPI. We're going to stop the use of the PPI, continue with the supplementation of magnesium because the patient claims cardiac arrhythmia if she doesn't take it. Come on, we are going to supplement the patient with famotidine 20 milligrams POBID on PRN basis. Following number, anemia related to blood loss and iron deficiency. She is encouraged to take 2 tablets of iron on a daily basis. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. Following number, coronary artery disease that is completely asymptomatic at the present time. The patient is going to be given an appointment to see us in 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested in this patient, 10 minutes in the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.